Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, how well prepared is Ireland for a chemical, biological or even a nuclear attack? Well, today at Casement Aerodrome in Dublin, the Irish Defence Forces tested their response to a simulated attack on a rock concert using the latest artificial intelligence, robotics and drone technology. Sean Duke, science journalist, is with me here in studio. You went along earlier, Sean, to see this test. Were you reassured by what you saw today?
Describe it to us. I was, Mary Jenny speaking. Yeah, who was there? There were members of the Gardaí there. There were a lot of members of the Defence Forces there. Some of them are scientists and engineers these days that were operating this very high-tech equipment. There were a load of tents. And out on the field, there were a couple of wheelie bins. And in one of the wheelie bins was a chemical that they had to deal with. And there was a big screen that reflected the cameras that were on drones and the various technologies, so we could see it all unfolding. It was a test of the ROC Safe system, and that's the acronym for a bunch of technologies that have been developed in NUI Galway and the Tyndall Institute in Cork and places around Europe as a way to better respond and assess these chemical, biological and even nuclear incidents as they happen. It's been led by NUI Galway, and of course the operation of the system lies with the Defence Forces, and they're using the very latest sensors, artificial intelligence, deep learning, virtual reality, and the whole idea is to give the commanders on the ground information they need without having to commit human personnel to the danger zone, at least in the initial stages of the incident. One of the people I spoke to was leading the project on the research side. He was Professor Michael Madden of NUI Galway, and he set the scene just before the actual simulation took place.
We're actually going to this afternoon simulate an event where at a rock concert chemical hazard was released, deliberately a choking hazard was released in the audience. And so we're simulating then the response to that. So first we're going to send in aerial drones to image some of the area and to collect, to take chemical readings from the air. And then we are going to move on to a clandestine lab, or simulation of a clandestine lab, where the chemicals were prepared. And so we'll do a second sweep over that with aerial drones, and then we'll dispatch the ground robots to collect forensic evidence in that area.
And Sean, how would a chemical or biological attack play out if it did really happen at a rock concert?
Yeah, if it did really happen, well, the Gardaí, I suppose, would be at the concert. So if it happened, the likelihood is that the Gardaí would be alerted first. It would be their job to then alert the Defence Forces. Now, there is a slight issue here, or possibly a big issue, in that the dedicated unit of the Defence Forces that is detailed to respond, and these are really good at their jobs, but they're not available on 24/7 basis. So, you know, they might have to be mobilised, they could be asleep, they have to be got together, so there might be a slight delay there. We maybe need to look at that. But in any case, I suppose I spoke to the Defence Forces commander on the site. He said he couldn't give me his name for operational reasons, and he told me why these new technologies could improve, from their point of view, the response to incidents and save the lives of first responders.
So, essentially, what a lot of the capabilities here today afford us is protection of our operators. So in the context of EOD, or what other people call them, bomb disposal operations, the use of a robotic vehicle allows us to tie into some of our principles, which is use remote means at all times, if possible, then semi-remote and manual. So essentially the last option is that we commit a very valuable human operator who has gone through some very demanding training. So for example, an EOD number one operator, it takes 2 years to fully train that person. And that doesn't take into account any of the military training that person has done.
How did the test go, Sean?
The test went very well. What they did first was they sent out a ground robot called a Reacher, and that was actually developed by engineers down in Tralee. And this, we all watched Reacher come out of the tent, and it approached the wheelie bin, and it had cameras, and it took pictures of the scene, looked around the wheelie bin, then it took samples as well. All of this information was sent back to computers. These computers then had algorithms, mathematics, if you like, that analysed all of the data and made sense of the data. They started then to present some options for the commanders on the site based on what were the best steps that could be taken to deal with the specific threat.
So you're taking the human life out of the equation of all of that early checking, looking, watching, seeing what's going on so that they can assess how to respond.
Yeah, I asked that question because, you know, are the humans completely taken out of this? And it was a question that I put to Sean Riley. He's one of the computer engineer operators and a team member on site. And this is what he told me about that.
Okay, so you're telling me about decision making, or how does that work?
So the scene commander will pick an area of interest, usually the hot zone, for the drones to survey. Once chosen, our route planning algorithm will decide a route depending on wind speed, battery levels in the drone, and that optimized route will then be sent to the drone and it will be dispatched. Drone will take off, survey the area, images will be captured, sent back to our central decision management, where our image analysis module will detect items of interest. In this case, it will be the wheelie bins, as they will hold a chemical.
Okay, and I'm thinking of the average person out there, they'll be thinking, so humans aren't making the decisions here?
Humans are making the decision here at the end of the day. This is just to ease the cognitive load on the scene commander. This image analysis will point out this wheelie bin might be of interest. It's not saying for definite this is going to be what is needed.
So after the ground robot went in, what happened then?
Well, the drones were there and the drones took off and they circled around the wheelie bin and they took more pictures and the drones were able to take air samples, obviously if there's chemicals being released. And again, this fed more information back into these algorithms, decision-making computers. The drones can also be used to lift materials from one site to a contaminant area elsewhere, mm-hmm. although this didn't happen today. And only at a very late stage, when all of this was gathered and they knew what they were dealing with, the nature of the threat, then the humans moved in with their protective suits.
It all sounds very interesting indeed. Sean, thank you very much for joining us. Sean Duke there.